This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
Thank you for joining us on Get Serial Sin 90.7. We are joined by Lincoln Lefevre. Lincoln, how are you?
I'm pretty good, thank you.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Hope it's not too early for you. I know you're walking to work. Hopefully
we're not currently walking up to George's Road. Yeah.
Awesome. Hopefully we're not interrupting your routine or anything like that.
I've got a coffee.
Yeah, beautiful.
It's not a bad morning. Everything's fine.
That's the way. We need to get one of those after the show. We haven't had a chance yet, so looking forward to that. Also looking forward to having a chat to you. We wanted to have a quick chat about the new album. It's out now.
Sure.
Congratulations on that. You've got a show coming up in Melbourne at the Gasometer.
Whatever
you want to say, on August
18th. Pronouncing it in French,
let's just
is that
the
right?
Let's call it the Gasso.
Yeah, let's call it the Gasso. I love that. Did you? Would you mind telling us a little bit about the show and who you're doing that with, the Insiders?
Yeah, we're. It's a weird tour. It's like spread out over about 6 weeks, but the Melbourne one's on the 18th at the Gasso, like you said.
Yep.
With the Insiders. We've got a few other acts that we can't quite announce yet.
That's all good.
They've got their own shows coming up, so they'll be announced in the next week or two.
Too easy.
But it's going to be a great time.
Now, does your general album you have out at the moment, does it have a general theme to it at the moment, or is there some specific meaning behind it?
Look, a couple of years ago, I wrote this song called Newcastle that was just completely different to the last record.
Mm.
And I knew that I wanted a record that would fit on. So I kind of had this idea that I needed to write something a bit darker. And, you know, we'd been playing, even after the last album came out, we'd sort of put the acoustic guitar away and we'd been playing kind of rock shows.
Yeah.
So I wanted to go in that direction a little bit for this album.
Well, as we were going through the album, you made a great point. We were listening to it, and there's some great storytelling in there, but in the particular track we just played, Undone, it has almost like this Rage Against the Machine vibe to it, which we thought was really cool, considering that we also listened to a few of your older tracks, and it's certainly a good progression.
I get bored pretty easily. Like, even within the record, but I didn't want to make the same record twice.
Yeah, well, fair enough.
So it's been 5 years, you know, that's a fair amount of time for a bit of change.
Mm. No, well, you can tell within the music that it's sort of evolved, which is fantastic. Within the album itself, do you have any tracks that you particularly have like a special, I don't know, connection with, or are they all sort of like your babies and you care for them equally?
That's a tough one.
Sorry to hit you with the hard stuff so early.
Newcastle is a big one for me, just because there's I guess a turning point for the album songwriting was, and that was the first song we had written that was definitely going to be on the record.
Cool.
So I guess that one's pretty close to me, and it's, you know, it's realised on the record pretty much exactly what I'd pictured in my head, so that one came across really nicely.
Now, you mentioned that it's rather more of a darker album with the collections of songs you've written. Obviously, it might be too personal, but could you shed some light on, no pun intended, of course, but could you shed some light on perhaps the meaning of these darker songs?
Yeah, I suppose so. Look, I mean, I've had depression for a long time. And I have to be in this kind of sweet spot to be lately anyway. I've only been able to write when I'm in this sort of okay middle ground. So if I'm too flat, like, I just don't want to write anything. And if I'm too up, I'm having a good time and I don't really feel like writing anything.
Yeah.
So the most productive times tend to be when I'm sort of reflecting, you know, in this middle ground where I'm reflecting on sort of the lows, but not, you know, not quite up there as well.
Yeah.
And then, it's not like they're all autobiographical.
Yeah.
Like, as any writer will tell you, they're, you know, sort of based on the things that you recognise and things that you're familiar with, but you weave them into new narratives and new stories.
Hmm.
So it's not like they're all, memoirs, but they're all still personal.
Yeah. Well, in terms of the writing process for your music, do you find that, you know, apart from being in that sweet spot that you were talking about, do you find that you almost, are there any points where you get inspired by others to write a song, or do you find that you've got to find a kind of find the lyrics and the story in your song within yourself rather than from an external source?
It's more so the music that I borrow.
Okay.
And that I'm influenced by. Lyrically, it has to come from me more so. But having said that, like I was reading, reading a lot of poetry, sort of looking for triggers and looking for ideas. And it might just be an image that I'll come across in a poem somewhere, and then that will sort of start the ball rolling, or start the juices flowing, whatever metaphor you want to use,
yeah.
And turn into something. And I guess.
Fantastic.
So, yeah.
Oh, it's interesting to hear your whole process and how you sort of operate with that. We noticed you're with Poison City Records. Would you
That's
mind
right.
telling us how you got to sort of like collaborate with them a little bit?
Years ago, when I was living in Hobart, I was doing a show at a venue called the Alley Cat, and a friend of mine, this guy called Jamie Hay, came and played the show, and another guy called Josh Mann, who was in a band called Paper Arms. And so they were both affiliated with the label a little bit. And so I did this gig and became great friends with those two.
Yeah.
And I think Jamie might have passed some of my stuff on to Poison City, and then I got in touch with Andy, and I just kind of went from there, I think.
Awesome. No, that's really good to hear, because we're looking forward to the show at the Gasso.
The Gasso.
I'm glad we've gone with that, because if we had to call it the full name, I think we'd struggle and come up with a different name each and every time. So we're really looking forward to your gig there, and looking forward to seeing you and the Insiders there at the Gasso on the 18th of August. Sorry. Enjoy the rest of your day, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much. Awesome. Have a good day.
Yeah, cheers. You too.
Gotcha.
That was Lincoln Lefevre. Interesting guy, really. I can't say that I'm completely familiar with his music. However, he had some interesting things to say.
No doubt. Sounds like a good one to get down to. Once again, that's August 18th at the Gasometer. Definitely one to get down to.
Yeah, absolutely.
And just a quick note, if any of the topics that we just covered in that particular interview affected you in any way, there are people that you can have a chat to. So you can reach out to Beyond Blue on 1-300-22-46-36 or Lifeline on 13-11-14. All these places have websites as well, so you can jump on online if you need help.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.